Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. DV Connect says it's glad the new commissioner has announced domestic violence as one of his top priorities, but they do have high expectations. It comes after veteran officer Steve Golshevsky was announced as the state's new police commissioner yesterday, stating more needs to be done to tackle domestic violence. Director of Clinical Governance Michelle Royes says the organisation is heartened by his announcement, but says a cultural change is needed.
A change in leadership just doesn't naturally mean that cultural change will occur. There is a lot of work that needs to be done here, and it does need to be in consultation with the whole ecosystem of those people who are involved in keeping victim survivors safe.
The Supermarket Pricing Select Committee's tour of regional Queensland continues today in Cairns. Its goal is to understand and address problems around the price at the checkout. Agronomist Judy Plath made a submission yesterday and says our farmers are being bullied by the big two supermarkets.
Instead of just taking a profit reduction themselves, they force the farmer or the processor to take a lower price. So the supermarket maintains their profit margin, but the farmer or processor ends up getting less dollars in their pocket for their product.
The committee's report is due at the end of May. A large crocodile has been targeted for removal after it was spotted in the waters between Yorkeys Knob and Holloway's Beach. The croc surprised two people who were in a canoe on Sunday and was also reported by two other members of the public. The Department of Environment, Science and Innovation says it's a timely reminder we live in croc country and should expect crocs in all waterways, including the ocean. And a local not-for-profit organisation is closing its doors after almost 30 years of service to the community. The Dr. Edward Koch Foundation has delivered mental health services and a number of groundbreaking initiatives in the awareness and prevention of suicide. The organisation says the increase in competition for government funding has made it too difficult to continue their work.